This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Earlier this year, conservative activist Scott Pressler sent out a call to action asking people to join him in cleaning up trash in Baltimore. More than 170 volunteers work from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. picking up over 12 tons of trash. You would think that picking up trash would not lead to the local paper trashing your efforts. You would be wrong. The editorial board of the Baltimore Sun ran an op-ed that trashed Pressler and his group. First, they made this snarky comment. They said, "We assume that it was pure motives that led a Trump supporter to lead a cleanup in Cummings District, right?" Scott Pressler even said that this wasn't a political action. He and others saw the need and decided to do something about it. Now, let's be honest. There were probably some mixed motives, but if your only motive was to embarrass a member of Congress, you could do that by calling the media together, pick up some trash in one street, and then go home. More than 100 people worked 12 hours picking up 12 tons of trash. These volunteers were motivated, but they probably won't be motivated to do something like this next time. Back when I was a president of our high school service organization, we spent a day picking up trash and cleaning up a town. The local paper ran a small story about it. If the writer criticized us like the Baltimore Sun, I doubt I would have been able to get anyone to volunteer for the next service project. Oh, and the editors weren't finished. They also complained that the cleanup reinforces the tired image of our failing urban cores, that poor people in this dilapidated city can't take care of their own neighborhoods. What a contrast to a few of the posted videos that showed people in this neighborhood who were appreciative of what was done. Sadly, in this politicized society, no good work goes unpunished. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Affirm Films and the Kendrick Brothers, Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire, rated PG, in theaters this Friday. OvercomerMovie.com.